You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
On today's episode of The Salisha Show.
My program director was very intense and very serious about how I apparently needed to be at every single Rotary Club meeting and single Elks Club meeting. I needed to make all these appearances. And I got to a point where I was like, I have to study. Like, I can't be driving down. Or I would be like falling asleep at the wheel, driving this 3-hour drive to get to this thing. It just got dangerous and it was affecting my education.
School.
And I had to ultimately step down and give it to my runner-up. And she ended up going to Miss Utah.
What?
Which was great. And she was very excited. So I never ended up competing in Miss Utah.
To the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello, and welcome to an episode of The Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. Woo! Oh my gosh. I'm here with one of my dear friends who I love so freaking much. Oh, and we're here in person. This beautiful woman next to me. Literally, we're in the same room. We've come such a long way through this pandemic, haven't we, folks?
Yes, yeah.
She has been in Kinky Boots on the Broadway. She was in the best production of Sweeney Todd that I have ever seen.
Thank you.
It was so good.
It was very special.
And immersive. And she's also beautiful fam. She toured and did the Broadway company of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Please help me welcome my beautiful, talented friend, Delaney Westphal!
Hi. Oh, my screaming and touring.
Oh my gosh, Delaney, oh my goodness, thank you so much for joining me tonight. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Literally, I'm so happy to see you right now. And also grateful that I get to touch you, see you in person. Before we get started, because there are so many things that I have to ask you about, somebody recently interviewed me on a show and it was awkward for me, so I'm sorry if it's awkward for you. Mm-hmm. They asked me, introduce yourself. She didn't use these exact words, but this is what she was getting at. Introduce yourself without any titles. So if I ask you, Delaney Westphal, who are you?
Titles? What does that mean without titles?
I mean, it's easy to be like, to have an identity. I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a former Miss This. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. But like you at your heart, at your core, or just like in life, who
like,
are you?
Like adjectives and like adverbs, like describe myself.
How you feel, like.
I am a unique,
okay,
quirky, sometimes aloof and ditzy blonde.
No.
You'd be surprised. That is living a very happy life with the love of her life and a very sweet pooch. And I feel very fulfilled in ways that don't have to do with the business, and that's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you meant?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I meant. And sidebar-ish, have you always felt that in that way? Like before this pandemic, it was so easy for me to tie my identity to the industry. Mm-hmm. And then when it went away, it's like,
all of us had to figure out.
Who am I?
Yeah.
I was the Broadway actress in the building. Now I'm the girl on the couch. Who am I? Has that been a shift for you? Have you always felt this way?
Well, I think everybody, obviously you have to go through life with a certain identity that isn't attached to your career or else you wouldn't be able to function. You know what I mean? So I think growing up, especially I was not like a theater kid. I did theater, but I also played sports in high school and I—
What sports did you
play? I played volleyball and softball.
Yeah, I totally can see that.
And I did track my senior year.
What were you doing in track?
I dabbled in the hurdles and the high jump, which I did go to state in the high jump, nearly, because my region was very small and I got third place and there was nobody else. And
okay, so that's still very good. I wanted to be a runner on my track team, but I was fat. So they,
no.
I know, so they put me at the shot put at the discus. And my dad and I, we would practice in our backyard. He'd be like, you have to grunt, Celicia. So I'd be like,
it's really precious.
And I would still take last place.
I took second to last place, and that is something that I will carry with me forevermore, that I didn't take last place. But it's okay to be last place.
Dang,
it's okay. It's okay. But also, I'm certain that my school district was much smaller than yours, and yours meant more.
Nope. Nope. It's already done. It's already been said. You can't fool me. Also, okay, so what is this? What's this? There's magic in the air. What is this on your hand? Tell me about the love of your life. I've met him. I love him.
The love of my life. His name is Charles Franklin. And he's the best person ever. And I feel very lucky. And I feel like I'm cheating. I thought about that the other day.
Why?
I feel like I'm cheating. And this is going to sound so cheesy.
On God? On who? Like,
what are you cheating on? Cheating life. Like, I'm cheating life because it's so easy. And it's so nice. And it's so wonderful. That I feel like it's unfair.
Delaney.
That sounds very bratty and
no
cheesy. And
but no, the thing is, when you are in alignment, when you are in the flow of your life, it should feel like swimming downstream.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody, even if it was only for a day or a short time in their life, everybody has felt that at some point, like, oh, it just works.
Yeah.
And when you can find that flow, stay in that flow as long as you can. The second it feels like we're swimming upstream, something's not right.
Yeah. It's just like seeing relationships around me crumble or end or whatever. I'm just very grateful to have found.
And he proposed during the pandemic, right?
He did. He proposed June 15th. He's okay, mad, Charlie. I'm wrong.
Tell me everything. How did June he do 15th. It? Was there a photographer there?
No.
Was there family? Was it private?
There was a photographer. I can't say that. There was a photographer being his sister that had my camera.
That counts. We just need somebody to capture the moment.
Yes. And her boyfriend was hiding in the bushes recording the whole time. And we have pictures of it. And it's very cute. No, we were just, my parents were in town. And we went to a really beautiful lookout in Albany. It's called Thatcher Park. I had never been there before.
You were in upstate.
Mm-hmm. And I was with my parents and his mom, and we had driven up, and she was like, I just want to show your parents this amazing view. And we were supposed to meet everybody else at the restaurant.
He wanted to show your parents.
My mom wanted to show my parents. His mom wanted to show my parents.
Okay.
So he wasn't with us. He had gone. He said his dad's car broke down and they were going to meet us at the restaurant, which was all a lie.
Oh.
So we get to the lookout and immediately I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks like Switzerland, which was my favorite place we've ever been together, which he didn't even clock. He knew it was pretty, but
you've been to Switzerland together?
Yes. It is the most magical place I've ever been. And the fact that I was there with him was even more special. So we get out and his mom's like, oh, you got to come out to like the main lookout point. It's really beautiful. And I was like, okay. And so I'm walking and I look over and it's grandma and grandpa in a car. Parked in the parking lot.
Please tell me they're hiding under the thing.
No.
Are they like...
Essentially, I guess.
Yes.
Well, I see them and I go over to the window and I'm like, oh my God.
Hi guys.
I didn't know you guys were coming to dinner. I really, because my birthday had been like 2 weeks earlier and I thought that this was all for my birthday or maybe, I don't know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you guys were coming for my birthday. And his grandma's just...
And I was like, Grandma, okay. Is Grammy giving it away?
No, certainly not, because everything's going over my head at this point. And I'm still walking and I look over and I see his best friend and his wife. And I was like, I didn't know you guys were coming to dinner. And Sarah, his wife, was kind of just like, and still I'm just like, okay, keep walking. And that's when I saw him walking towards me with a bouquet of wildflowers, which are my favorite. And he had some Michael Bublé's song on and he had made a heart out of like fairy lights and wildflowers. And there's the view. It was like rainy, so it was foggy and like romantic. And he said things to me I don't remember at all. He apparently wrote them down, which I'm very glad he did because they were very sweet things. And my only requirements for my engagement, because I've never been the type to make a Pinterest board and like dream of my wedding ring or my wedding dress, which I wish I had because it would make planning so much easier. But I had never thought twice about anything wedding related. And so my only requirements were that I didn't know that the engagement was happening and I didn't know what the ring looked like. And I'm already crying. And then he's getting down on his knee. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what this is going to look like. Because he fully did it without me. I had no input whatsoever. And I love it so much. And I wouldn't have chosen anything different.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful.
I wanted something like low.
It's very dainty. It's very feminine.
It just doesn't catch on anything. And some people really like it to come an inch off their finger.
I want my ring to freaking catch on everything. I want to
be like, oh
my, did my diamond scratch you?
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
There are two types of girls in this room.
What are they? What are they, Delaney? It's so beautiful. Was he nervous?
He was very nervous. It was like the night before or something, he got like bad night sweats. Like he woke up in the middle of the night and the bed was just like fully sweat. Like,
oh,
his body.
My
gosh.
And I
was like, are you sick? Are you okay?
He was
like,
yeah, okay. He was so nervous.
He was so nervous, which is so silly because we have talked about like our future for at least like a year and a half, 2 years now. And so for him to be nervous is really cute.
Wait,
like, he knew I was going to say yes.
How long have you dated?
3 years.
Three? Already?
Isn't that crazy? 2018.
Oh my gosh.
Our first date was July 2018. Insane.
Wow. Okay. So you were surprised about the engagement. You did not see it coming at all.
No. Even knowing my parents were coming. They had never been to upstate New York, so they just wanted to come and see it.
So wait, how would you have felt if... Did you ever talk about getting married? Or would you be okay if you never got married?
I think we knew we wanted to get married.
At some point.
We had definitely had that discussion, but we'd never sat down and said, when do you want to do it? Or when should we do it? I had jokingly, even like my birthday, that was like a week earlier, he was like, what do you want for your 30th year? And there's one thing that I don't really have control
over. It's so weird. Like, how do you bring it up? How do you talk about it? I don't know. Maybe you have an interview with somebody and have your boyfriend 6 feet away from you pretending to work. I don't know. Maybe that's a great way to do it.
Do you think we're talking about engagements enough?
I don't know. Maybe I should say exactly what I want. Maybe, who knows, somebody who I care about listen to this episode.
He's definitely not sitting right behind the camera.
Don't worry at all. I am just wondering, I feel like there's no possible way that I could ever be surprised. I feel like I'd see that thing coming from a mile away.
Probably you would. Just like, I don't know, knowing you, I feel
but
like
but then
you
I'd
would...
probably be like,
sure.
It's happening.
I think no matter what, I feel like that moment happens in every engagement. Even if you've planned it, even if you have the ring, there's still a moment of-
It's happening right
it's happening.
Now.
Yeah, and this is the moment we're gonna remember forever. And he chose to make this gesture, and we'd always joked about maybe I was gonna be the one to propose.
I could totally see that too.
Which I wouldn't have been opposed to, but I'm glad that
yeah
he did. He was really
I think it's cool both ways these days. Sure. I don't think Andrew would ever let me propose, but I do think it's really cool when girls propose. Yeah, it's 2021.
Yeah.
I if I had any requirement, it would be I hope I look good. I don't want to look like shit.
I know. Shoot. You don't look like shoot. No, that was one thing. Lisa, she kept saying, oh, it's a really fancy restaurant. I was like, okay.
Great. So
and my mom was wearing these like cute jeans. And for some reason I was thinking, oh, Lisa's trying to get me to make my mom change into not jeans. I was like, mom.
How are you so, you did not even.
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh, she needs me to get
so
my mom
luckily,
to get out of jeans.
Luckily, I like. Put on some earrings and put on some lipstick and some heels. And like the pictures are cute and I'm very happy with how it turned out, but.
You looked beautiful. You always look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I literally have thought that since, okay, we lived together for 3 whole months while we were on tour. I never really had any roommates. There was only a couple times. If somebody was like, hey, will you be my roommate in the city? I'd be like, okay. Other than that, I was always by myself. Except for Delaney and I lived together for 3 months. Mm-hmm. In Chicago when we were on tour with Beautiful. And I remember thinking like, man, she's a 10. I would think that every day. I'm like, man, Delaney is so beautiful and effortless. It just comes so easy for her. And I don't know how to do that. Like, how do I do that? And your style and your fashion, and you were doing Delaney's dues at the time. Do you still do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
It's like a little side hustle that I...
What's Delaney's dues, Delaney?
Oh my gosh. So as a little side hustle, I sometimes do hair and makeup for headshots. And it's very fun and I really love it. And I was doing it pre-Beautiful quite a bit. And so I just would take, I have like an Instagram.
You're really good at it. What's the Instagram?
It's called at the Delaney Ray, which is my middle name. And I haven't posted it in a while. I've done like one makeup gig since I've been back, but I would just really love it. It's like a really fun thing and a fun way to stay in the industry, but also make pretty good money. And
that's fierce.
It's really fun. And so.
Wait, that's really fierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to go back and restock, like stock your IG. Because yeah. I remember what it was when you were building it.
Sure. It was like, that was, I think, no, Beautiful was when I was really starting to make it a thing. And then when I got off Beautiful, between Beautiful and Kinky Boots is when I was like grinding the pavement. And I was like working for like 4 or 5 different headshot photographers. And I was like, just
I didn't
lugging my
you...
stuff to like Astoria.
For
and
makeup?
To, yeah.
I did not know that. And at the time that you were like starting your Delaney's dues, I remember thinking, that's weird. Why would somebody who's an actor want to do anything?
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh. Why would an actor want to do anything else?
Wait, can I tell you something?
Yes.
So another side hustle is babysitting, which is like, I have found to be the best, most fulfilling way to make great money. Because I love kids. And you just get to hang out with them. And my particular job is after school pickup, and I just hang out with her for 3 hours. Anyway, we're walking from martial arts because we had just finished her class. And she looks at me, she said, Delaney, if you're an actor, why do you have to be a babysitter? And I was like,
I actually like you.
I was like, a lot of actors will do waitressing or do like fitness things.
Kids be asking them questions.
This is what I've chosen to do. It was very cute. Was
kids
very
be sweet. Asking those questions. I have somebody, I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to say how I know her. But I will say that during this pandemic, she'd be asking them hard questions. When Beautiful on Broadway closed, she'd be like, how are you going to pay your bills?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's just like very obvious. It's a question that maybe people
she'd ask me every time she sees me. I'm like, I didn't even know the answer yet. I'm like, I don't know.
Don't remind me.
And this freaking girl's, so what are you doing? What are you, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'd be like, I actually just finished writing a 300-page book. She's like, yeah, but like, how do you pay your bills? I'm like,
oh gosh. See, it's like, girl. An adult, you could roll your eyes and be like,
how
you're being
you?
Insensitive.
Right.
But a child, you have to be like,
what do you say? What do you say? Okay, so I have a million wedding questions for you, but I'll probably ask you when we turn off this video because I can talk about it for hours and hours. I want to know, have you started planning? Have you found the dress? Have you done all? I want to know all of these things.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I want to ask you something else, just a switch change of gears. And this is not a leading question. And this is actually something that I just personally want to know. In fact, we might even edit this out because it's not, I just want to know because it's something that I'm working on, How do you feel about, and this is not a leading question, mm-hmm. and knowing my background, please do not sugarcoat. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about pageants?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about pageants. I feel like the pageant I did, I thoroughly enjoyed.
You did a pageant?
We've talked about this, haven't we?
I don't know. Tell me again. I don't remember, actually.
So my senior year of high school, I did Miss Iron County. It was a county in Utah. And I won. And I, for the most part, I think either before then, I had done Junior Miss. Do you know Junior Miss?
Mm-hmm.
It's like another offshoot.
Yes.
Yes. So I had done Junior Miss. And I had won like my tiny little region or whatever. And then I went to state and I like maybe got second in talent or something. But then I was like, oh, maybe I like this. And so I went to do this Miss Iron County. And I did have a good time preparing for it. I think the whole body image thing is totally through the eye of the beholder. I felt very stressed to lose a lot of weight and to look a certain way. But I don't think... people put certain pressures on themselves that maybe they don't have to, and then they blame the whole
pageant system,
which, I mean,
this is very interesting.
So I did, absolutely, it was like the best shape I've ever been in. I was also 17 years old. And so But I had a good time and it allowed me to use my talents, and like not many people where I was from really knew what I could do. Because like even so the musicals that I did in high school, like nobody really knew. Nobody really knew that I could like really sing. And so it was fun to like, prove to all
that
my
you
haters
have like
that I have this talent.
Come on, haters. But,
so I won Miss Iron County, and then I knew that I would have to do Miss Utah. And almost immediately after I won, I went to start school at BYU, which is 3 hours away from Cedar City.
Yes.
And my program director was just very intense and very serious about how I apparently needed to be at every single Rotary Club meeting and single Elks Club meeting. And like, I needed to make all these appearances. And I got to a point where I was like, I have to study. Like, I can't be driving down, or I would be like falling asleep at the wheel driving this 3 hour drive to get to this thing. It just got dangerous and it was affecting my education.
School.
And so I had to ultimately step down and give it to my runner up, and she ended up going to Miss Utah.
What?
Which was great. And she was like very excited. So I never ended up competing in Miss Utah.
Is this in the America system?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, I did not know this.
And that's like very surprising.
Yes, I need to see all of these photos. And this is very surprising because Miss America is a scholarship competition.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that
conflict. The money that I get paid for like two of my semesters of college, and it was like really great.
That's great.
So, but my only thing was that it just required too much of me. And that has nothing also to do with the actual pageant system. It had more to do with my particular director.
So with that said, and we won't stay on this too long, I just wanted to know, because I was thinking about starting pageant, but only if it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And only if we can change all the things that we don't like about them. I love them for the confidence. I feel like I can walk into any room with the most beautiful women and be like, I deserve to be here.
Yes.
I can hold my own. I got that from pageants. But one of my favorite pageants that I ran in, they took out the swimsuit competition and put in a fitness competition.
Oh my goodness.
And they sent us out to an obstacle course. We were pushing wheels. We were doing the ropes. We were doing burpees.
That's incredible.
It was awesome. You couldn't show up and just be a stick. You couldn't.
Yep.
You had to train.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
So hard. We were running with sandbags. I was like, I'm tired. I'm really tired. There was no swimsuit at all. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. But anyway, more on that. I was like, I think it'd be cool to do like a Miss Broadway.
Oh my gosh.
Because
people
on Broadway, there's so many different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And so talented. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be a stick to be on Broadway, but you need to be strong, right?
Also, it'd be cool to do like a Miss Broadway, but also allow anyone to enter.
Yes.
Like non-binary and like trans. And that'd be cool.
To where it's inclusive and I don't know. And then if the guys want to do one, because the boys.
The queens, yes.
They're going to want to.
The queens will want to be involved.
I think if we could make it like inclusive, it could be fun.
That would be cool.
I don't know. Anyway.
It's just like a fun little thing too.
Like a fun thing. In my dream world, Audrey McDonald versus Kelly O'Hara in the top five.
Oh my gosh.
Like versus some newbie.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
Wouldn't that be so?
That would be very fun.
Who is it going to be? And then the judges be like me and my friends on the judges panel.
Good watch.
And then one of the questions that I would ask, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
With our nation being divided these days, Delaney Westfall, what do you think is a way for us to become truly the United States of America?
Oh my gosh.
This is your onstage question.
Oh, that's so loaded.
And you have no time limit, so I will not.
Boy. So I saw Thoughts of a Colored Man like a couple weeks ago.
I just got chills, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good. It's just so good. It's like simple and it's just like showing you what's wrong with our world in terms of the black man. And I left being very frustrated, being like, what can I do? How can I be better? How can I somehow fix this issue that is these like poor black boys that are being born into this like poverty? And then you're expecting them to be able to succeed when they're just pushed down and pushed down. And I don't have the answer, but I think it starts there. It starts with like giving equal opportunity. And that's such a broad thing, but it's like these kids in the projects that are not going to get in college or not going to get into. And I know there are like the foundations and the things that are created so that these underprivileged kids can get into college or get into some great program at their high school or whatever. But I just think there need to be so many more. And I think maybe something simple that can start with me that I've tried to do is to smile more at people walking by on the street. And I know that's so simple and insignificant.
Can you imagine if everybody
right
in New York, but I
it
feel
is
like
weird.
People in California, everyone's, oh, it's a beautiful day. And also no one really, except in San Francisco, no one follows you down the street if you smile at them. Sometimes in New York, if you smile at somebody, they're like, hey, little mama, I could transform you.
That's a new thing too, in terms of catcalls or whatever. I like a guy the other day was like, mommy, you look beautiful. And I was like, thank you.
It really does change it. I know a lot of people hate to be catcalled in New York City.
Yes.
I get it. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But also when you just
reverse it.
And you say, thanks, they go away.
Gosh, it throws them off guard so hard.
It's thank you for acknowledging me, ma. And everyone's life goes on.
Yes. Yeah. But I think that it's just this like this hostility that a lot of, I'll say like white women have towards people, whatever, like men of any race,
might
of any
girls
ethnicity. Sure. But it's just like, yes, you don't want to be inviting. You don't want to get yourself in a situation that could be dangerous. But I think that the hostility is a weird reverse way, something that it draws maybe that type of guy to you. And to just have that be shed and just only be open and kind, I think it really could change a lot.
It might be a case by case, but
sure.
I see what you're saying. Like, I agree. I feel the same way. I know that it's different if somebody like is tearing me apart with their eyes, and by
yes.
tearing, don't undress me with your eyes. Like, I am taken. Get off
yes.
this boy, honey. Get up off of this, honey. If they're just like, hey,
yeah,
you look good. I'm like, I know, right? Thanks.
I know.
We can keep it pushing.
Or just like a polite smile to be like, yeah, thanks. But I'm going to keep going and this is not going to proceed.
And this is also, it ends here.
I don't know.
I love that. And I love you. And before we end, I want to do a rapid fire. I have a few.
Gosh, I'm so bad at this.
There's only, I have 10 of them, maybe a few more than 10. Mm-hmm. So it's a would you rather, and
okay.
You can't think about it for more than a second.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
New York City or New Jersey?
New York City.
Take the train or drive your own car?
Drive your own car.
Paper book or ebook?
Paper book.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Texting or phone calls?
Texting.
Pick up or
delivery?
Even with the extra charges? Sorry.
You're
big wedding or small wedding?
Big wedding.
Cocktail or glass of wine?
Cocktail.
Trader Joe's or Whole Foods?
Trader Joe's. Oh, is that a question?
Broadway day off Monday night or Wednesday night?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Monday. I'm just so used to it.
Being in a brand new show that might close in a day or being in something that's been open for 20 years, but you're dead inside.
One day.
Tour life or Broadway?
Broadway.
White boys or black boys? Just kidding.
Oh my God.
I love you. Did I get you on the last one? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Don't
oh
answer the question. Okay, great. And before I let you go, what are you grateful for today? Do you have anything that you're excited about that's coming up? Anything?
What am I grateful for today? I'm grateful for friends. I am grateful for friends. I'm grateful to be able to see you, and I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with you. I like had a phone call from a friend yesterday that I hadn't talked to in a year and a half. I just am grateful for friends and reconnecting and all that. I'm doing an off-Broadway show that starts rehearsals on Tuesday.
That's exciting!
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm sure we'll see what it is once you post about it.
I haven't announced cast or anything, so I probably can't say anything. But it'll be fun, and like I have friends in it, and it should be good. Yeah.
I feel like you're always in good stuff.
We'll see.
It's true, and when you're a part of it,
lucky,
it makes
yeah.
it that much better.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you for joining in. How can people follow you? How can people find you?
Oh my gosh, your abs look amazing.
Oh my gosh, I was just literally sucking in for a whole second.
My Instagram is @DelaneyWestfall, and that's all.
Okay. And then the hair thing is Delaney Ray.
At the Delaney Ray.
At the Delaney Ray.
But I've been bad. Like, I haven't posted a lot. But if you want to see some, like, fun hairdos and, like, fun makeup and stuff, I've done them somewhere.
All right. Love you, girl. Love Thanks you. For joining.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax.
I'm out.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.